Good morning, everyone. Past we staff Zaf Hey in Maseches Nozim. Let's see the sugya over here, which starts towards the bottom of that whole Mishnah. Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoy. Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoy. It seems pretty simple. Lomazen Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoy. That means if someone's makabel nazirus without specifying how long, is that so the nazirus is chal shloishim yom, 30 days. L'chayim, this is minimum. This is because of the minimum. As a person comes here, he doesn't say how much. So it's chal on him the smallest amount that could be mekayim his kabbalah, and that's the lamed yoyim. Okay, so lamed yoyim. So that's what I would think, that the stam nazirus is based on the minimal amount of nazirus. And so the number of lamed yoyim, that's a minimal nazirus, which therefore would suggest that if a person would be mekabel, let's say not stam, but a person would specifically be mekabel less than this number, akoponim, then that number would not be chal, right? It could be that will be chal and nazirus for lamed yoyim, right? But that's that. This lies within that. Right, that the minimal amount of nazirus is lamed yoyim. That's why the stam nazirus is lamed yoyim. And therefore, if a person wants to be mekabel less than that, akoponim, that number won't be chal. Right? Okay. Zok the gemara.
So, I mean, a person said beferish, I want to be a nazir for 10 days.
Yeah.
So it would be not chal for 10 days. It can't be chal.
It definitely won't be chal for 10 days, and we'll see. Maybe it will be chal for 30.
Yes, right? that's the question.
Right, brakoponim, but right. That's the point that we're saying over here, is that the minimal. This should be totally in the minimal amount. Is that how you understood?
I understood that. I thought we had that explicitly someplace, but I can't remember where.
Yeah. I think we had. I'm just saying. You know, that this said it should be dependent. As a matter of fact, that this might even be the source, therefore, mm-hmm. of that, right? Right. These 2 points. Should be dependent on each other. Like upon the way we're understanding that stam nazirus, when one doesn't say an amount, so the teres nazirus that's chal is the minimal nazirus, right? So therefore, that's why these two things are connected.
To be fair, I never thought of it, but now that the Rav says it, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm still wondering, if he says 10 days, so it should be nothing then, because there's no such thing as a 10-day nazirus. Right?
Okay, that's true. But see, we'll see. There are sources. You know, remember what we just had before. Let's say a person says, I want to be a nazir just from drinking wine. So what's that? So it's machlokes about that, right? Right? Maybe it's chal for the full nazirus, right? Uh-huh. Right? Right, so you know, whether it's dependent or not, we'll have to find the sources. But the concept that a person makes us, right, there's such a thing, right? There's a grand machlokes about this, right? So we'll have to see whether that should be dependent on this machlokes, and whether that's the difference. But akoponim, definitely such a concept as, right, a person's makabel and nazirus, even a small amount that could be chal for the whole thing, right? We'll have to see talk about that. Okay. Zok the Gemara Minoan Amili. What is the source? What is the source that Stam Nazirus is lamed yoyim? Omar Rav Masna Omar Kro Kodosh Yiyeh. The pasuk Banazirus is called the Shia, referring to what his Kabbalah obligates him, Kodeshia, right? So tomorrow, Yibamach, Begamach, Yo, Talsin, Havi, Havu. Yeah, the word yeah, the gematria, right? 10, 10, 5, 5, put it together, right? That's a 30. Interesting source. Gematria. What do we know about this? I don't recall in the Gimel Midas gematria as being one of them. Right? What did you say? Is this like addition to the list, or this gematria maybe is not the actual source? Maybe this is like an ismachta, but the actual source really is maybe there's a masoira on that. What, you saw anything on this topic here?
I didn't, but the guy seems to be taking it seriously.
We'll have to. We just mentioned over here to Stoddum basically, which like you're saying, right? We'll have to see how the Gemara pans out, right? We're wondering whether Nochamah, more you know, this Gemara could act as a source. It's a type of drosha, right? Or that's not really the source. The source is maybe something else, and this is more like an ismachta.
Think of other instances where we use the gematria.
I'll tell you the truth right now, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Akoponus Rav Masin just told us that the source is his gematria, which is shloishim. Vapado amak neged nozir nizre hamrum b'toyro lamet choser achas. Yeah, so Barpada tells us that the source is that in the parasha, the different terms of in the shenis of nazirus, there are 29 of these. Now, that means that Stamos uses 29 days. Alright? So, we'll see. I mean, the Gemara Taka discusses that. The Mishnah sounds like Stamos uses Lamed Yom. Right? This is a 29 day. Okay, the Gemara will take care of it. But what is actually coming out of this is in the Chanami, right? There's a Machlekes in what is the meshech, what's the duration of a stam nazirus? And according to what we just said before, ad machlek is the machlek is when what's the minimal number of days one could be kabbal for nazirus? Right, we're on daf hey, amud aleph, on the bottom. We just started the mishnah, and we put a machlek is the more is discussing the source of the Mishnah, which says Stam Nazirus is Lamed Yoim. There's a Machlokes Rav Masna and Bar Poda, and we see that as a result of the Machlokes of what the source is, it comes out that there seems to be a Machlokes, and what's the number? What is the actual number over here? Right? We'll take care of what the Mishnah might be Mashma. But there's a machlekes over here. Now we just mentioned before. Let's just see. We have the haskam of the whole olam over here, that the din of stam nazirus we're thinking is really dependent on the minimal amount of nazirus. A person kabbles nazirus stam, so the obligation that's chal is being that he didn't mention any numbers, so the minimal amount is chal. So really what's happening over here in the sugi is really what is the minimal amount, right? But so therefore if a person would specifically mention a number, could that number be chal? Is really totally in this, right? If a person says, you know, 29 or 28, you know, is that number chal? That's l'chor nischadish over here. Okay, kach nira.
So are we allowed to be peeking at what the Gemara is going to be saying?
Definitely.
So lemaisa, there's not really a machlokas on what the the length of it, or maybe we could say that it's a second difference. But lemaisa, I think it's only how to learn it is the nafkamino, what the number is. But lemaisa, you know, if one side says that mixes yom kikulo and the other one says not, so they really agree that it's.
Okay, so we'll have to see. Then, is there any machlokes here, right?
Well, the machlokes is how to learn out this minimum share.
But there's no nafkamina in din, are there?
So we'll see. Maybe one second.
We shouldn't talk about this. So we'll see. And when we get there, we will play it back. This point. Okay.
When the Tosfos said at the top of the daf, they were handling this time of Yomayim, and they say here, Hachanami de Bechol Beis Yomim Yakel Sorrow. Okay, I thought I saw somewhere. I tend to agree that maybe this is teaching a minimum, but. I thought I saw somewhere in the Tosfos, I have to find it, that they talked about the idea of somebody saying "Harini Nazir Le-Yom Echad" or something like that. I don't remember what they said about it. Maybe that just means you become Nazir for 30 days. I don't remember what they said. Okay, fine.
Okay, so we'll keep on lookout for that.
Maybe there's a note here I'm looking about we were talking like where is this? Is it Kabbalah or this Gematria?
What do you say?
So he writes here in the Masifta, he writes, Bishem Rambam, he says, "Ein ze kosav harosh, who the Karen Oira, Havin, Shabbatashtish, Shabbalah zu hainu halach lemoshim sina." That's what he says.
Okay. So let me just speak out what the issue was. The Gemara says, according to the Masnad, the Shlosh Yemim is a Gematria. So we were wondering whether Gematria, you know, that itself is a source by itself, and I guess, you know, we have to add to the list of the Yugimu Midas, because it's not really mentioned over there, but fine, is it Taka a source? Or Rav Nachman is mentioning now that maybe some Rishonim Taka say that it's not actually a source, since the source is the Lachem Shmei Sinai, and maybe this is just acting as an Esmachta. We'll have to see in Hemshech HaGemara how these two Tzadim follow through. Okay.
Would it not be two separate conversations? In other words, I hear that the machlokes of stam is machlokes of minimum, but the question of whether a person has the ability to be mefarish a smaller number of days is a separate conversation. No? It's not tali habaha.
So when we're saying minimum, I thought that the minimum of nazir that could be chal, right? Therefore, whatever it is. Right, talking about minimum. What's the smallest amount means that exists?
See, so you think, but therefore, one would not. If you say this is a minimum, then you would not be able to specify a short period. But if it's just a question in stam, then you could specify. Is that?
I mean, if that would be right. Okay. I was assuming that that it is dependent on it, right? Right.
But when you say stam.
Like it's a default, it's not necessarily minimum, it's what is the norm of what...
Let's say something like that, right?
Then it'll be 30.
Right, so stam is 30. The question is if stam is the same thing as saying minimum. Still loves learning, but it is.
Right. But like you were saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. You could make it, maybe it's two issues. Okay, so Rav Masna says that the source it is the Mokor is the Gematria of Yieh, Bapod tells us that it has to do with the number of Lushoynes of Nazirus in the parasha, and what comes out from that is that the number in the parasha is rather not 30. It's 29. The Rishonim really ask it as a question that there is a 30 there. And we'll see in a moment. But that's what the Gemara tells us, is only 29, right? So now, so based on what your source is that at this point, we'll see, you know, whether this follows through, but at this point, it would seem to be that, that there's a nafkamina in halacha over here. How long the Nazirus is going to be? 29 days or 30 days? Zotimara, let's just figure out this, this part of the Gemara. Rav Masna Nami Nelif Minozir Nizrei. Now, this also, just to speak this to, this also is an interesting kind of drasha, you know, right? Mentioning number of Lushoynes over here.
You find such a thing, no? Find this other places.
Yeah, by Cohen, at the end of, end of Vayikra, right? By Era, but you need 10 Kohanim for to be Marich, Erich, Cohen. It's
not okay.
The number of walls in a sukkah,
so
in the word Malacha, how many times the Malacha comes up in the Torah?
Okay.
Right, that's also the match here as well, Eile.
Yes, okay. We were trying to think of other places we have the
was what?
It is 36. And then Lee, I don't know, I think it's three letters maybe?
What?
Three letters, yes. A-list, three letters.
Okay, right, that's to me. Maybe we hope if we had, you know, had the B'kis over here to bring Shas in front of us to see what the other examples are. Akoponim, okay, fine. So we have, you know, these two types of sources over here. And now asks the Gemara, Ramasa Nami Nalif Minozim Israel, right? He should learn from that. He should learn from that.
Is that question bother you?
You know, it's really, it has to do with, you know, what kind of source it is, right? I would also maybe have to see in those mefarshim over there that is this the same way that they mention over there that gematria might not be a source by itself. It's really based on a Kabbalah halacha mishum Sinai. So this might also be, and then it gets, this part of the Marbi gets a little difficult if really, you know, it's a question of a Kabbalah. So, you know, it's not a question saying, you know, it doesn't start over here, right? So was more asking, why don't you learn from here? I mean, it's not really starting. Yeah, right. So this part of the Gemara, right, would kind of sound like it, you know, it starts from here, right?
So, let me ask you a question. Of the Tutzadim, of what's this question on the Gemara? Is the question is, he should be Nelef Minazar Nizro and say 29 days? Or he should be Nelef Minazar Nizro and say 30 days, because there's really a 30th?
But the mother really never asks the question on the 30, right? So it sounds like the mother's comfortable that only 29.
Oh, so he right? Masna should have learned 29 because of Nizra. Okay, good. Yeah. That's what I wanted to know. That's how you understand the question.
The benefits for the Rosh. That the count of words is the strongest source in the Gematria. Gematria is just in Smata.
Okay, but I was asking the question differently. There's a question of on the 30th, whether the 30th counts or not. That has nothing to do with the Rosh.
Right.
That's what I was asking. I wanted to know what the question of the Gemara is. So I mean, that's the way you're understanding the question.
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll see. Maybe we'll come around after we see a little more what how things work out.
Tosos has to come to explain why that one isn't counted. But he had to come to explain why that one's not counted. So he obviously thought there was some reason that maybe you should count it. No, I mean, Tachet says Nizru.
Same Sherish.
I mean, look at the other, by the way, did you count them?
No. Did you?
Okay, because it's not, they're all not Nezer Nizru. There's also Neder Nidru. It's not all one Lashon. It's Neder Nidru, Nezer Nizru.
Okay. I wonder if you have to come to the fact that the Dao and the Zayin come from the same place in the world.
Okay, I'm just saying. I don't want to go back to the Rav. I wanted to know how you understood that question.
Mm-hmm. that's what I thought. Always open to your other study. Yeah. Is off the Gemara Amloch, Hahu, Lidrasha, Miyain, Vishaychor, Yazil, Esu, Yain Mitzvah, Kiyain Roshos, Kiyafel, and Nedin Nozim, Lahazim, Lam, Shalazirus, Cholal, and Zirus. That Zokrav Masne, that these words, are necessary for a drosha. Now, not necessarily all of them, but being that part of them are l'drosha, so that's why he helps us to explain. So therefore, we can't use any of them, therefore, for a drosha. So we'll see the halachas over there, people, when we'll see if we need to go into them right now. Akoponim ubar pora omaloch lekecham in hoin de lav ledrosho. So Rav Papa approaches it just the opposite. Rav Papa says that you know, at least, right? You know, we only mentioned two over here, right? Maybe there's some other droshes, but akoponim zokra pora that definitely that lekecham in hoin. The lav l'drosh, emad hulu minyano, kulu nami l'minyano. So there seems to be a shaila, you know, Taka, how do you, learning from the numerous lishaynes over here, when some are l'drosh and some are not, you know, how do we approach the minyan here? That is, you know, do you say that since some are l'drosh, so that's all. That's also, you know, you can't. Now it seems to be that's a posh. It's posh that we're not using the remainder, right? That's not an option, right? Right. It seems to be that you know that's.
That's what I mean by that. I'm sorry.
In other words, you could have said, okay, fine, you know, you have your Joshua, so you know, use whatever's left, right?
It's 27 days.
Right. Right. Whatever it is. Right. That doesn't seem to be an option. It seems to be posh to us that if we would use that avenue, then we'd have to use all of them in the parasha. And now the question is, well, when some of them are for a Joshua, so what do we do now? As we say, since some of the Joshua, so you can't use any, or on the contrary, since there are numbers which are not definitely not the Joshua, and apparently we have the right to assume that they're the minyana, so therefore even those that are the Joshua could also be used the minyana. Right? You know, I don't. More than that, I don't have what to say. If someone has another additional thought on it, we ready to hear.
So I mean, can't we say that these Amarayim are saying that in other words, the Mishnah says that it's that Nazirus is 30 days, so they have to come up with they know the answer has to be 30. So if you hold that you would use the ones that were for the drushes are taken off. It winched in with the Mishnah, right?
Right. Right.
You could say, in theory, yeah, that's what it should have been. If you want to use that drasha, then it should have been 27 days. But we know from Tanayim that...
Yeah, okay, days. So this is what you call just deflecting the question, right? And you just blame it on the Tana, right? what we'll ask it on him, right? You know, at some point, someone's going to be responsible to answer this question, right? Mm-hmm. So... Right? But you're right. They're picking up. You know. Now the truth of the matter is that the point that you're mentioning, maybe not exactly how you're bringing it up, but it's interesting over here that when Bapolo learned the Mishnah, right? I mean, did he see 30 men 29? I didn't think so. I think he learned the Mishnah. Then he looked for the source, and you know his source was just the 29. Right, so you know, after he came to the source, So he really, you know, sort of decided what the Tan is saying, right? Mm-hmm. He's not even coming with a given. Okay, but that doesn't really change your point so much. Just once you mention that, right? I would think that that's right before you, definitely 30 should be 30, right? I mean, that's the most Gurishan over here, right? I would think that by Paul, once he started looking for the source, and, you know, his source was this, and it was 29, so, you know, that changed things over. Okay, unless, you know, we'll see, maybe he starts from these other bikis that the Gemara asks him.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, very good. Okay. But Yemashiyah, just, you know, from the words of the mission itself, I would think that, definitely 30 should mean 30, right? You know, it's other reasons why that got changed.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so this is what we have over here. Whether or not this could act as a source. Now, the Gemara says... Now, right, like that was mentioned over here, I mean, the Gemara is only discusses the minyan, right? Meaning to say, you know, usually when the Gemara has, you know, sources, the Gemara goes both ways, right? You know, what do you do with his source? What do you do with his source? Mm. Right, over here, you know, the Gemara never asks the question that what does Bar Pardo do with the Kadosh Yeh? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So it would seem like for the Gemara, like Yehud was saying, that the primary source over here should have been the minyan. And, you know, if you could do the minyan, this is what it's going to be. Right? If you can't, you know, then you know, you could look for something else. So that's why it's posture to the Gemara that if the minyan tells you something, then, you know, then this Gematria is not... you know, it's not. We should not be taking anything out of the Gematria.
Just some question. I'm not quite sure. Rav Pada and Rav Masna are Amoraim, you know.
Right.
Can they argue with the Mishnah?
No.
So how can Rav Pada say that it's 29?
So yeah. The Gemara asks the question. Yeah. I think what you want to know, and you know, so we'll see. We'll see how the Gemara deals with that. Right, but you're right, 100%. Right, they're Amiram are explainers; they're not deciders.
He's clearly saying something else.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's see over here. Let's see the Tosis. So the Tosis. We're here, right? We're on the bottom of Haman Aleph. Stamz Yerushalayim Yoyim Morim Farish Taimo Big Morim Farish Taimo. Mm-hmm. I would think that in the Gemara is maybe even more than Mefarish time, right? You know, Mefarish, what a Shloshim itself mean also, right? Okay. By Paul the Omak, Kineg and Nazir Samur Humum Baturish, Shehain Lamed Choser Achas, that's the number of 29. Pirish Ksuthman Baparishas Nazir, is Kineg Don Moshe Stam Nazirus Choftes Yoim. Afgav. Oh, so now Taisa Bam wants the question. Afgav the Timso Shloishim, right? Kishata Yer the Minyanim, right? Those who have a vov over there, it seems like a little extra that word here. Akoponim that asks Taisa the question when you go count them, you'll find that there really are 30 Shloimer. The Nazir Lekav Al Roishoy Lehavim Minyano the Holoshin Keser Kidem Mitagiminon Kalila. Now it seemed like to me from this Tosis the following that Tosis is saying that's not part of the minyan because that loshin over there is not the same as Nazir in the other contexts. Right, that's something else. That Nazir means crown, right? So that would seem to suggest that, therefore, that the Iker definition or idea of Naziris does not mean crown, right? Which many, the idea of Yazir, right? This is Lashon of separation. That's what it is, right? So a Nazir will be someone who's separated, right? That's what it means. It happens to be that there are Rishonim who learn that I think the word Nazir itself means crown, right? What?
We learned it.
Oh, you learned that, yeah?
No, I thought we learned it before. That Nazir had a Lashon of crown. Or maybe it was when I was learning this.
I mean, in this context, the Rishonim say that. But you know the ikur loshen of nazir, right? It's right. It's first talk about what is loshen nazir size. So if I'm not mistaken, I think that there are Rishonim that learned that that's what it means. Right? According to this, I wonder if we could still maintain what Taisis is saying over here. Maybe you could still explain it, right? But it seemed like at first glance that to me that's what Taisis was doing. That, like as if like the over here, it means something else than it means other places. It could still explain it like that. Makopon just wanted to mention that.
So I think maybe I suggest that even if the word nezer, like the noun nezer, means a crown, but if you go through all the 29 or 30 words that have the shayrush, some of them have to mean separation. For example, miyayin v'sheita yazer, that cannot mean crown.
Right.
It has to be separate
mm-hmm,
himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you come back to the same answer that you don't have 29 or 30 terms that are consistently the same of Naziris, whichever we detach Naziris. The text is saying there's two attaches in Naziris, and they don't combine to make 30. Even if you say that the Ruba de Ruba, it doesn't matter whether the majority.
But in Cheshvan, are we going to come out good according to what you're saying?
I think so.
Because we'll end up with 29 of one translation. That's what we'll need to do, right? Now, he's sort of isolating, there are a total of 30. He's isolating one. So that's how we have 29.
If you're saying that the word Nazim means crown, not separation, then some. And you won't have 29.
If that's what Komi to do, we're taking out, the ones that mean separation, let's say, right?
Right.
If anyone translates, Ishki ki Yazlinda Neder Nozer, right, or whatever, if that means crown, right?
So yeah, Michael pointed out that you have to include the word Neder to get to any kind of count. So they anyway have different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So I
thought you were saying something else originally. No, I mean that maybe the Iker Mashmos of Nezer is a crown, but here because we're using Nezer to mean Nzirus, which is a form of a Neder. We're only going to include the ones that have that mashmos and not the ones that have the ikr mashmos of the original. I thought that's what I thought you were starting off saying, but I don't think that's what you're saying now.
Yeah, it sounds much better what you're saying.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I have a good question on my mouth.
Mm-hmm. So once he's saying that really correct it's what we're saying, that, Matt, really what this... this over here, Taka, however you want to translate Nazir, but the connotation of what Nazir means in those contexts is referred to his practice rather than the crown itself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Akoponim. Okay. So Zoktois is that. That's why it's a 29. Right? This number 30 is not part of the minyan. Let's see, Taisa a little further. Hanul the Drosha. So the Mora explains that the reason why Rav Masna doesn't learn from these is because there are those that are the Drosha. V'kimin asna Drosha loy mitztarfin leminyano umaninon luhu choftes. How does that read over there? By you, everyone has the...
I put parentheses at around the last three words. Many.
Yeah,
I don't know how to read them.
Right. So doesn't. Yeah, right. Not sure exactly what that means. right? We're not. The point isn't so much to get to the number, right? You know, as if that's the given number. The point is, like the Gemara says, that is that for. You know, someone doesn't even say the point, but the point that should be that if you can't use all of them, you can't use any, right? That's the cheshbon. Right? We'll see in the Rishonim. Malam shen nazir is chal. Nazir is okay. I'm going to go into this right now. What the application is, I'll notice that you know that the Mefarish explains a little bit different than what Tosfos says. Okay, let's see. So that was Rav Masna. On that, the Gemara says that according to Bar Kapora is lekachamin. That's our Gemara, right? Lukias Gemara. Lekachamin haim delav l'joshem. He lived in the minyana. It's kulam l'minyana. Zok Tosfos, this third Tosfos over here on the base. Hol v'ikachad minayhu delav l'joshem. Oy echad oy asorov. Lav dafkechad. Zok Tosfos. The point in the Gemara doesn't mean a specific number, right? It means that there definitely are those that are not l'joshem. B'dahu minyano kula minyano. Unehidi ika b'hum drosh. Mekamokem also l'minyana. Right? Doesn't. Akaparan. We're aware that there are those that are that l'drosh, but being that there are those others that we have the right and we're supposed to understand that they're there for the purpose of minyana. Is therefore the minyana apparently works, you know, with the parasha, right? Like you know, you have to take a check of the bikis on that. You know how that you know heichu you have minyana, right? Like by sukkah over there. You know these things. You know, right? You know using everything or you know droshes. You know take off, and then you left with whatever you have left with.
Isn't there a clause somewhere that you can't learn something for two things? Can't learn. So in this case, they would be learning something with two things.
That's true. That is true. It seems to be over here, right, and that's sort of what we were trying to get around. that it would look like over here that the whole parasha, the these words in the parasha could have or are, however you view it, is given for that purpose. So once you know, it's usually when something is the Joshua, so then therefore you know you have nothing to start with. Over here, like Papa is saying, is that there definitely are those that are not. Right. The question is, what could you do with that? So Papa sees in that there's an interest. The Torah is telling us to use it, right? So and right, because on those there is no Joshua, right? So. Right? So now the question is the others have a drasha. So it could be the chat is that you know, always when something has a drasha, therefore you have no basis to start, you know, it's a drasha, you know, what makes you think that it's here for something else. Right? But over here there definitely is something which is not a drasha. So it's ki'ilu, what Bapara is saying is the Torah there is telling me I want you to use all these words in getting the total number. Okay, so you know if that's the Torah is saying, you know, it's not used up because the Torah is telling, you know, it's not like it can't be. It's just a question of whether you have, you know, you have that message to use it or not. Right? You know, if it's for something else, and then you know, then you'd have no right to assume that it's, you know, that it's there for more than one thing. But if there is some kind of mashmois that you could take out, then theoretically it could be, right?
I don't know if it helps, but it helped me in my head.
Oh, yeah?
If these two would be 28 and 29, it bothered me, because you only have 27. But if they were the first two, because you needed them to begin with, and then the Torah added another 27 to get to 29, then the question didn't bother me as much. Because you see, it really only needed two. Why did it add the other 27 to get to 29?
Okay.
I don't know. It helps. I see you respond. You maybe it doesn't help, but that's okay.
Okay. That's a thought.
Right. Exactly. No, I can tell by the way people smile whether they like what I'm saying or they don't. Like, it's okay.
No, there's something to think about. Okay, Loma Zen. Yeah, okay, so now let's see, I think, yeah, we could see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Tanan, yeah, Tanan. Stam Nazirish Shloshimim. Bishlam the Rav Mas Nanicha Elba Podakasha. So more right over here is asking you a question, Rav Nach. Right? Mishnah says 30. Right? Is Enfit the Gemara. Enfit the Gemara. Omaloch by Poda. ID. The Iko Yom Talsin, the Megaleach, or maybe Karbanoisa, Mishum Hochi, Tana, Shloshim. The Gemara's answer is based on the following, right? That day number 30, he's Megaleach. That's when the Giluach of the Seif Naziris is. His Naziris really is 29 days. But the Giluach and Havas Karbanois are on day number 30, Mishum Hochi, Tana Shloshim. Now, we'll see over here in the Rishonim and the Taisus, what's the point, right, of the Teretz, right? First glance, it sounds like the Taisus is saying that being that the Naziris is Mechayev, some kind of Dinam on Yom Shloshim, so that's why the Tana mentioned 30. But we're not really talking about the Isurim not lasting that long. Maybe they only last 29 days. But since day number 30 is part of the Nazir production, so that's why the Tana says 30, right? That maybe would be the first glance of the Gemara's Teretz, because the Gemara only mentions, right? That's what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that they have day number 30, that thing's happening. Right? Let's see in Tosfos. Tanan. Stamazin Shloshim Yom El Ba Podakashu. The Mashma Shahatano Meshech Naziris de Araisu. Oslashmina. Words okay. The Mashma Shahatano Oslashmina Meshech Naziris de Araisu. Now we'll have to see what the Tais over here is coming to see. You see, he's the rice and not the rice. Is there more than one thing here? Right, we'll see about that. Akoponim is that meshech. Akoponim meshech nazirus. Right, it would be in the Mishnah. Umishani. And for the Gemara, the answer is kivin dikiyem talsin megalech ma'is kov noisov. Now listen to the Tosfos. Va'aser lishtos b'yayin l'tam lemesim achem maybe karbonoisov. So we see over here that Tosfos sounds like he's adding something into the Gemara, right? That's what I was just trying to point out before, right? That Tosfos says that being that the Giluach and the Havas Karbonos are not till Yom 30, so therefore, and the halacha is that those things are matter the Yisurim, is therefore is also lishus beyond Tamal Meisim Ache Maybe Karbonosov Shemhochi Toni Talsin Yomin. The Meshach HaNaziris at Talsin Yoimin. In Ochanami, right? So Tosfos is saying that we're still talking Meshach, right? Meshach of the Yisurim, right? So when the Gemara mentioned the Havos, the Korbanos, and the Naziris, not like I originally said, that, well, day number 30, you know, has Notar happenings on it, so that's why the Tana mentioned 30. And it's more than that. Right? The Gemara's question was like Tosfos says that I see that the practice, right, the of Yisurim is 30 days, and for the Gemara that you're right. You know why the practice is 30 days? Because the practice ends really only with the Havos Karbonos whenever you bring it. If you bring it 3 weeks later, that, you know, the Yisurim will continue, but that's not, you know, the actual Naziris, because, you know, Naziris could be over, you know, as soon as you do it, right? But the halacha is that you got it, that there's certain things that you need to do to be matir the Yisurim. So when the when we say Naziris is over, that means that when you come to a point that the Nzirus could become Nitter, i.e. the Avos Karbonos, right? Akoponim, but being that you need the Karbonos, and we'll see in the Karbonos are only brought on the Yom Shloshim. So that's why the actual practice of the Isurim will extend into day 30.
Do you see Nafkaminas in this? I mean, I guess it was a bit.
Would it be safer?
Right. That's the part we're supposed to speak about.
You become Tamei exactly at the end of the 29th day, and you don't get into the 30th day. Something like that.
If you finish the term of the 29 days, the next day you're just waiting for the Kabbalah, you become Tamei, but it's not safer.
Oh,
you'd have to wait 7 days because you cannot bring a carbon while you're Tamei. You have to go through the entire process, but you're not starting getting the serious.
Right. We'll see that Mitzvah in the Farish. So this is what we're just stressing over here, that we're seeing in the Tosfos that the Gemara's kasha was because we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah's telling us the meshech means the isure nizirus of drinking wine, tamal meisim, right? Is shloshim yoim, and the Gemara's answer is still working with that, right? You're right, but that's not the ikar nizirus. That's just because the havoyas karbonos are first brought on day shloshim, and the isurim become hutter, right? They become nitter. So that's why there's a number of shloshim, but like we'll see, that's not the actual nazirus itself. Now look what Taisa says. Taisa says like this: Ki lechatchila yev shlohavi karbonosav v'choftes afilu lebar podo. Elo b'yom shloshim. Okay, now we'll have to see what Tosfos means over here in the lechatchila. Is it taka b'di'evi? Could you bring it before? Akoponim, that's the Mor's answer. The Mor's answer is because havos karbonos are on yom shloshim. Is therefore the practicing of the Naziris is going to extend Akoponim into the 30th day, and that's what the Mishnah means, right? So the Shloshim Yom, the Mishnah says, it is Shloshim, right? Even though Stam Naziris is 29, right? But the Mishnah is talking about that how long does the practice, and the Isurim will last, Behechach, the Isurim will last, right? 30 because of the Havas Kabonis.
And according to that, Barpad is holding at least for the Lashon, Mixas Hayom is Nechshev. It's not called Kukulo, but it's Nechshev something.
Oh, what do you mean
for,
that?
For the Lashon of 30.
For the Lashon of 30, with the Tana's usage.
The Tana's usage of 30, even though it's only a partial day.
Okay, right.
And even
right.
though he doesn't hold Mixas Hayom Kukulo.
Uh-huh,
but
okay.
He holds for the Lashon mixes is enough to call it a 30.
Okay, mm-hmm. Makapon, so that's what the Tana's referring to. Yeah, right, that's true. Saying good, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. It's the 30 itself. Well, okay, we'll see. See a moment in Quinter of Mass what his cheshbonis are. Lomas and Vatis, look more Vatis Nan, Misha Omar, Harin Nozir, Megaleach, Yoim Shloishim Ve'echad. Okay, this Mishnah over here says that the Giluach is on day number 31. It's Fretting Rabbi Shlomo Rav Masna Nicho. His Naziris is 30 days. And the Giluach is after the Naziris is ended. That's why it's on day 31. El Barpodo Kasho Quinte Barpodo. Why is the Giluach on day number 31? It should be on day 30. It's a 29-day Naziris, and like we're saying, you know, his by him, day number 30 is when he's doing the Giluach. Em Fitimur Omloch Barpodo. Im Sefer. Im Gilach Yom Shloshim Yotzo. And over there it says that B'diyeved, if Maisi made the Giluach on the Yom Shloshim, you're Yotzo. What's the pshat in that? So he's saying that Elamai, the pshat is like I'm saying, El Sefer Misayile. Right? Elamai, the pshat is that, like I'm saying, real that the Nazirus itself is 29 days, and that's why if you make the Gluach on the 30th day, it's good. So what's the day number 31? What's the 31 that the Reisha talks about? It's of the Gemara. Reisha nase ka'oimer shleimin. Okay, now we have to see in the Shana what this means. Right? Reisha is nase ka'oimer shleimin. Right? What does that mean? Lamazan, let's see the Tosfos. Megalech l'shloishim ve'echa v'chulu ela b'apodah kashim. The havalei, the most kashim is havalech v'yem lamed to shom nazirus b'chav tesheim. According to Rabbi Parah, why are you making the giluach on 31? The nazirus itself was 29. It ended at 29. The next day is number 30. Omelach b'apodo aim of seifa v'mgilach b'yem shloishim yotzo ela seifa misayile v'reisha diko omar. Lechatchila means definitely the Mishnah, the two zmanim is a lechatchila and a bidiyevit, right? Now, why is that so? What's the basis on the lechatchila over here? Where does that come from? Reish dekom lechatchila kishayoymar shloishim yoim shleimim liyeis nazir. If a person would say, he would express that he wants to be a nazir for 30 days, he efshal galeach b'yom shloishim. In that case, he can't. Right? If a person would without a stam aziris, right? The person would express about 30 days, he efshal galeach b'yom shloishim. Gozu chachomim ki shoimer nazir stam di lechatchil galeach ella b'yom shloishim ve'echad. So the day number 31 is based on Ogzeru. Being that if a person says Shloishim, expresses Shloishim, then his Naziris is really longer than the Stam Naziris, right? It's an additional day, it's 30 days. And in that case, then the Giluach is always on the day afterwards. Now, we'll have to be on day number 31. So because of that, the Stam Naziris Lechatchil will have that din. Now we have to understand why is that so? Like why should it follow? What does the Stam Naziris have to do with that? Okay, we'll see if we could explain that.
Well, like what were they worried about?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. You know, Stam Naziris is 29. That's, you know, it's a definite number, and you know when you say 30, you say something else. Right. Let's see. So we just found out that according to Rabbi Parah, the din that the Mishnah says this 31 is based on it's din rabbanan. It's a gzera that you have to wait till there. Avo b'diyevim gilch b'yom lamed yotzo shekain dinoy deraisa the stam nozi galech b'yom shloishim. That's the din deraisa because the ikur naziris is chof tes. So the gluch is on Yom Shloshim. Let's see. Frek Toisviz v'im Toimar Amai Itzrich l'meimar Gzeira Otu Heicha d'Omar Shleimim. Toiz asks a question on the Loshen HaGemora over here. The Gemara says that the Gzeira is it's Loshen of HaGemora. Toiz explained that to mean a Gzeira. But the Nasik Oimer Shleimim, probably, you know, the Nasik Oimer is an interesting way of expressing this thought. Nasik Oimer, Zeru, right? You know, we would have been happy for more to say Zeru
Otu Omer Shleimim.
Yeah. Right. Now, the Gemara uses the term of Shleimim, which means Shloishim, right? Shloishim Shleimim, right? That's really, right? ask Tosfos that why Bechlal is the more mentioning the Shleimim over here, right? I mean, Shloshim would have been sufficient. That's what the Gzeir is, Otto Shloshim. Now, what's with the Shleimim here? Lem Gzeir Otto Hecha do Omar Shloshim Yoim. Loi Shleimim, right? Well, why is the more stressing the Shleimim? You see what that is?
In Tosfos of Tznan?
We are in Tosfos Omar Loch, actually. Right?
Oh,
the one. Right, Omar Loch Bapoda, it's a little bit less than halfway through. There's an Im Toimar over there.
Oh.
You see what that would be? You located the Im Toimar?
Oh, yeah, the Im Toimar, I see it. Yeah.
Okay, right? So that was the question that Tosfos is asking. I'm actually Chmema Gzeira Otto Heichdom Ashleimim. Why is that the stress over here that the gzeira is because of shleimim? Leim gzeira ato hechad amar shloishim yom beloy shleimim. The gzeira basically is if he expressed shloishim, if he mentioned the number, he didn't rely on the stam naziris. The hachim mukach besomach bepechushniya. Right, and Tosfos brings a proof to that shleimim is not necessary for this halacha. But Paulo, the less lay mixas ayam kikulay, according to shleimim is only necessary to exclude using a mixas ayam kikulay. We'll see that the halacha, right? But you know, but Paulo doesn't hold like that, so it's not necessary to stress the shleimim. But less the mixas ayam kikulay ki amar shloishim the minarais is ochalech but. That's the halacha according to Bapoda. That's the, you know, and that's the point. The point of the Gemara is that there's a gzeira over here. Right? There's a certain case, right? When he's makabel a specific number of 30, that's when the gilua has to be done on day number 31. So according to Bapoda, by simply saying 30, that's mechayev that. And you know, any reason why you could make the gilua on that last day, you know, what was is using the dinner mixing which Bapa doesn't hold of. So by him, you know, the term shleimim is not necessary. That's Tosfos's question. You're right. The Gemara is using this term really because according to Masna, it's relevant. So that's how this term came into being. But in truth, right, for in Shitas Rabbah, the more really doesn't need it. The Hos Meklushim Lishna Achmina over there. That's we need to say it like that. Ashmina and Kish Omar Loshin Miyuser. Right, we'll see what that means. Lamed Yoyim Kil Omar Shleimim. The Bezem Mixes Hayim Kikulay. I mean, he holds, right. Otherwise, right? The itzuch da'imer shleimim is komishan nami b'alishon. Okay, we'll have to see that over there. But Tosfos' answer is that inochanami, right? You're asking a question, and we don't really have an answer. You know, in Bapoda himself, why he should need the shleimim inochanami. It's really all otu shitas of master. Okay, so that's what we have to walk away from over here. That inochanami. You know, in Bapoda shleimim is lav dafka, right? Yeah, akoponim. So now, right. So the Gemara tells us that there's a gzeira over here, which maybe we need to understand, right? Why is there a gzeira over here? What's the basis of this gzeira? Why is there a gzeira? Right? Did anyone see anyone speak out? Why Chazal made a gzeira over here according to Bapoda?
It seemed like if you hold stam zero shloshim yoyim, and the way you have that rule in the Mishnah, and according to Bapoda, the way you're defining it is a little bit like it's really 29, but the 30th day, it's very easy to confuse that with someone says, I already know the shloshim yoyim. It was very, very easy confusion. Therefore, you had to be mathematical and say in both cases you have to wait till the next day. You always have to wait till 31, no matter what.
So sometimes you just hear it again. I mean, this halacha of stam nezir, which is 29, Right? Now, but
the terminology of the Mishnah is shloshim. According to Rav Pardo, you have to touch it up.
But should it be dependent on the usage of the Tana? Unless this gzeira probably wasn't the result of the Tana's nusach, was it? No, there has to be something more intrinsic to that, because you know, if it just comes to how the Tana coined it, would that be sufficient? Right. Let's just make it.
He said it's 29, but the Nazir said I want to be for 30, right? I want to do it for 30.
No, he just said I want to be Nazir.
No, but didn't he say Shloshim?
No, we said because of a case where he said Shloshim.
Case when he said Shloshim.
Right, in the case where he didn't say Shloshim, you still require him to wait for day 31, because
meaning, somebody who says I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, they might not know that they have to do 30 full days, because they think that they're just a Stam Nazir. You hear?
Stam Nazir meaning so that he can be
somebody who would say I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days really just thinks they're a normal Nazir and they're going to bring their Korbanos on the 30th day.
Right.
So in order that wouldn't happen, because they have to bring it on the 31st day, we said even a Stam Nazir has to bring it on the 31st day. So the question is, are you okay with the way I'm speaking that out, or you don't like the way I'm speaking that out?
That seems to be, but I think on that itself we want to know that don't we know that Stam Nazir is 29? In Bapod's world, Stam Nazir is 29. That's what it is. Solution. That's
okay.
So there's some, but mitzad stam naziris, whatever the Torah says. So we're not coming in with any of our own ideas that stam people think stam naziris is shloshim yoyim. I didn't think so. Right.
Even according to
unless the cheshbon could be maybe I wouldn't start from there, but I would think maybe is like this, is that since a stam naziris, he's not like in the Mishnah, that he's noyig the isurim on day 30, right? Because it's totally on the bringing of the karbonis, right? So maybe that's where it would come from, but again, we're going to have to just work with our mixas hayoyim, right? In other words, what we're saying is that person's mekabel stam naziris, right? And we're telling him that you're osur, right, till you bring your karbona to day number 30. So that could give him the idea that, I guess stam naziris is lamed yoyim. Basically, he's looking at it, as Stam is Dam Yom with a mix of Yom Kukule, right? So if he looks at it like that, so that's where he could get the idea that Stam is Yom is Lamed Yom, and therefore Lamed Yom will look like that also.
But again, in his world, most people would just be keeping 29 days, and without the Zera would be bringing the Korban on the 29th day.
Definitely the carbon. So basically what we're saying over here is that mixed SEM kukuloi people, maybe that's what we're doing. We're saying that people not so clear. What that is. But Stam Naziris, should initially start out whatever it is. That's why I'm a little more comfortable with that. That the way that they're told to practice, right, based on understanding that there is a mixas hayayim, so that could bring them to think that Stam Naziris is lamed yoyim, and therefore, when they make a lamed yoyim, they'll do the same thing also. Okay. Okay. So we just saw the way Rav Poder explains. Now, something more like this. Ulrav Masnum, Kasha Seifum, asks the Moraza. Maisa means Mivui over there, that the Sefer says that if you brought it on the Yom Shloshim, you Yoitz. Now, according to Rav Masnum, if Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yoim, so Luchar, you can't bring it till 31, right? So how Taka could be, how are you Yoitz to be the Evid? And for the Gemara, more brings this new concept. Kosov, Mixas Hayom Kikuloi. So, really, Stam Naziris is Taka Lama Yoim. But the din of Mixas Hayom Kikuloi says that the Lama Yoim is Niskayim, is fulfilled with mikzas of Yom Lamed, which that halacha, I believe, is the mikzas Yom needs the day part of the day. Right. So, but akapon. But once you have the mikzas Yom, then it's niskayim. You know, the ikar din naziris, and then you're ready fit to bring the karbonis. So that's why, according to Rav Masnun, there is such a halacha of bringing karbonis. So now, what mixed
is it in derisa?
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
There are sources. I don't know over here where it is. Steam tanker. You have such a concept, like in Sphira, in the din of Sphira Zova, right? Such a halacha makes the same kikulay. Just check up the sources over there.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that means that a woman can go to mikvah on the seventh day. She doesn't have to wait till the end of the day. But if she's very damp after tevila, she would be toasted the whole seven.
Okay, so
in our case, if he brings his kavanos on day 30 according to Rav Masnun, and then he can he drink wine afterwards? Or achayish another yain? Is that that day or is it the next day? How does that work? If he does drink the mezutah and makes him as he says so.
I hear your point. Think about that.
Just repeat the point because I couldn't follow that.
No, we were just referencing another situation where you have the dinav mixas ayim kikulei. The halacha of Svir Zayinikim, right, that you have by Midrash, the din of Azavah. Right. So Yehuda was mentioning over there that Akapon, the Rabbanon Shita, is that inasmuch as you say Mikzayim Kakula, and therefore, let's say the issue could be Toivelis on the seventh day, but there is still a din Stira. And if she sees them, at before the end of that day, then it will undo whatever was done, and you have to know how that does that work over here.
So if she sees Dom before the end of the day, it undoes it anyway, no?
Right, that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a different kind of a mixus yom kakulo. The mixus yom kakulo is going, because it's like going on the tevila, but it doesn't go on the actual nikiyim itself. Something like.
Right. but the actual halacha, right, whatever the alumnus over there is, but so you could say that the halachas might be different. It doesn't seem to be that there's a. Okay, I don't know. We'll have to see first to know what to. But that's a good point. That's a very good point. And it really all came really because we want to know what the source of Mikzas Hayom. If it comes from there, then it gets a little bit more difficult if the halachas are different, right? So that's a good point, right? So we have a source, here in Eyube, okay, so we'll see. We'll see whether we have a source in the parish of Naziris, according to Rav Masnun, for Mikzas Hayom, right? Now, where does it come from? If it comes from there, then it's a little harder. If the halachas are different, how that difference came through. If we have our own source, so then it's, upon we're working with two different sources, so then it's easier to accept a chiluk.
Okay. What's the starting point of the machlokas? And our So is it Mixas Yom Kukula, or is it, you know, 29 versus 30?
Okay, that's also,
This one, do we have a kasha on Rav Mosna, why you have to wait 31 days, that the Gemara didn't ask? In the Ilat Chiluk?
Weird. That's the next question, right? Right there. At this point, so once it's in Mixas Yom Kukula, and that's flat in the Sefer, so why is that only B'diyev, right? So that we have to work that out. Right, 100%. The Gemara itself doesn't ask that, we'll see that in the Tosis.
Oh, okay.
Right?
We'll see
in the Tosis, and if that question is still left open, then we'll have to look further. Okay? Yeah. So Nachmal, so what the Gemara is focusing beikar is that Bapoda said that on the contrary, this price is yeah like me because this price is more that on Yom Shloshim it works, right? So at that point, we're thinking that you have to make a full the Kim of Naziris requires full days. So how can you bring Karbanah to day 30? That's what Papa's saying. Well, so you see from over there, like I'm saying, that Stam Naziris really is 29, and that's why if you're bring on the 30th, you're good, and the number 31, is a gzeir. And on that the Gemara is coming to answer. So contra of Masna and Taka, let the Harif. And if the Stam is Yisus Shloishim, you can't bring the Kabbalah till 31. How is 30 work? And that the Gemara introduces to us this halacha that Rav Masna holds. Machlokes about this, but if you hold Mixas Yom Kukula, once that's so then even if you hold Stam is Yisus Lamed Yom, you can bring your Kabbalah now also on day 30. Once you have your Mixas Hayayim, then you're ready, that's ready, Niskayim, and you could bring the Karbonis. Now let's see, right, so like the Elam's asking that, so according to Rav Masna, what's this halacha to on Chathil to bring 31? Right? Okay, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what that is. We might have said that maybe the Ikra Halacha of Mixas Yom Kukula is only B'diyeved. It's not L'chatchila. Right? Right? That would have been, an easy cheshbon, right? If that's susceptible. Okay, we'll see. We'll see whether that's right. Let's see. Zok Tosfos. Okay, we're up to Tosfos over here. Rav Masna Kasha Sefer. You see that, Menachem? See where that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, you see where we are? We're on Hail Mebeis. Right. Well, if Masna Kasha Seifo, Kosov Mixas Yom Kukula, Hilkach, Im Gilach B'yom Shloshim Yotzo, Kivan Sh'osa Mixas Yom Benaziris, Mihu, Zog Taisvis, Mihu Lechatchil, Loi Galeich Elo, B'yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Okay, it doesn't really speak out why. Right? Doesn't say why. So that's why, you get the feeling that, the whole din of maybe makes the same kakula, right? Well, that maybe is a bit the yevit.
That makes what we said in Bar Pada very difficult then. Because people really were bringing on the 31st day, and nobody would have been confusing it to think it was 30 days, no?
make the cheshbonis. Okay, I hear what you're saying, right? It's gonna, what we're saying by Poda, we have to, he's being told to do it on day 30, and his understanding is based on a Mixas Yom Kippur, which, in truth, see, at the end of the day, in truth, my master holds like that, and you're not doing it there. Right, so yeah, okay, it's okay. Yeah, okay, we'll have to just change my voice. Right. That's what this person is understanding. Right. He's definitely not working with the actual halacha of, and it might be easier, therefore, if it's exera, right? So that's why he's not factoring that in. If the dynamics of Kukula itself, was lechatchin b'yevid, then it's a little harder, like what you're asking, right? Because, why is he assuming some big missing Kukula and lechatchil, you're not supposed to use it. Oh. Okay, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that might help us over the year. Okay, akoponim, but so Tosis just makes the chesh, doesn't explain. He says, Milu chatchil legalechel b'yayim shloishim ve'echad. Shlom, how do you understand this? Why? Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, Zogt, so now Tosis just figuring out the cheshbin. That once we mentioned that halach of mixasiyam kukuloi, so then, according to Bar Pada, why taka is yir b'di'evid on yom shloishim? Do it on chavtes. Ula Bar Pada less the mixasiyam kukuloi. Right, so that's machlokes. He doesn't hold mixasiyam kukuloi. The imkain afil b'yom chavtes. Right, Tosis proves that we have to say four argues on this because imkain afil b'yom chavtes imgilach it's yotzo. But the Tana tells us that the earliest you could do it is on Yom Shloishim. So pointing to Bapadok, according to his cheshbon is that Ikar Nizius is Chavtes, is 29, and the earliest you can make, right, the Giluach is on day number 30. So that must be because he doesn't hold Mixasiyam Kukuloi. You need a full Kiyum. If you need a full Kiyum, so 29 full days is your Kiyum. Right? You can't do the Giluach and Havas Kabonis till the next day. Right, so that's why the cheshbon over there is that the earliest that it's being done is on the Yom Shloishim. Now let me just see over here. Okay, I don't seem foolish. Okay, Yehuda, what do you have over there in your Mefarshim?
So no.
Did they talk about what the basis and why lechatchili shouldn't do the mixam kigula?
Gzeira. No, you go first. I only saw something in the back. I was going to say the Rosh, but I think the Rosh is saying the way the Rabban Tosfos. Rosh says very simply that since the Mekabel is for 30 days, you shouldn't be Megalech on day 31. It sounds like God is saying that mixam kigula is a bit of it.
Okay.
He
didn't say that twisted, but it sounds like that.
Let me just see the lost one.
Yeah.
It's in the footnote over here.
Which one?
Mine's Ches, but I think you have a different footnote. What's it called?
Shikok, you're right on time.
Well, what do you have? Let's hear. What do you have there?
The Rush says that. He says in the footnote, the Rush holds that the Raisa mixes Yom Kikulo and Drabanan, the Chatchili should wait to day 31, it's a Drabanan. The Rush says that. He says that the Perish is. He says in the Tosfos that you test some advance.
One second, so that means that Midrabanan you shouldn't rely on the Mixas Yom?
The Chatchila.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm, okay.
But again, there's no reason.
I don't know if it's because of Mrs. Yom, or because of Xerah of somebody who says Shleimim. I don't know, I'm not sure what.
That's okay. That's a whole different thing.
Right. I thought it was something to do with the Shleimim, but that's.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say in the footnote. Uh-huh. But that's what I thought. But there's a Tosis on that few tests on a base, Divya Masko, Haki Gasunam Vizeth, and the Tosis over there seems to say Shul Rav Masna b'din Torah Tzara v'hadim ad yom shloshim v'echad. It's a deraisa, you have to wait till 31. It's
Yud Tesson and Beis
Divra Masna v'hadim ad yom shloshim v'echad.
Okay, that's the second taste. That's the smaller one over here. He talks the filler of a master mixing kukulo in mitzvah all of lahashlim lechatchilo.
And they understand the persons over there saying that it's deraisa.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that. Right, you see over here, you see that taste thing, it's the second taste, which is a little small taste, at the very end, he mentioned, Afilur of Masnadom, Mixasiyam Kukuloi, Mitzvah Olav Lahashlam Lichat Chilo, Kedekoma Beperakam. referring to Al-Gemara. That's what Al-Gemara is saying. Kid-Omer Kama, which, you know, it's basically that Mishnah, right? Which Gemara doesn't really address it, Lehedya, but that's what comes out of the Mishnah, Lechatchil and B'di-Eved, and B'di-Eved is based on mixed the same Kukulay. He says, oh, I see over there that Lechatchila mitzvah lahashlim, right? It would sound like, right, not to do the mixed sayon, right? That's what it would sound like.
And then he brings down Meiri and Ginas Veradim.
Yeah.
Shemash lechatchila magileach rak biyom shlosh umrachat hu mishum shenama bezos tars another biyom melos yimei nizra. Loshem melos mashu shesach lahashlim is yosel legamri. So it's a deraisa.
Okay.
What does that mean? If you did it on 30th day, you wouldn't be yotzei, or it's like a separate mitzvah of a hitter to do it to the end.
I think it's regardless, like this is saying that it's a mitzvah. He's just maybe finding a source for that because he holds mitzvah kukulak, but the other definitely works. So you can't argue on that. It's just a question of the lechatchila.
Okay.
I'll just give you a maramokim. You know, you have to investigate this itself also. In Shechita, there's a halacha Rube Kekuloi, right? What?
By the Simonim.
Now, over there, there could be a halacha lechatchila of Kuloi over there, right? What that's based on, right? But there might be
a halacha.
Or sources that could be a din derais lechatchila.
In lechatchila, you should try to cut the whole thing.
Right.
And then, but if you didn't do it, it's still kosher.
On the Rubik Kekula. And could be after. I'm giving you my mokum. I just have to verify this. Didn't see that right now, so I could be making a mistake. But that's.
It sounds like you're saying that in general, Bukakulo is really a lot chila. There might be some exceptions to it, or you could go the other way.
I'm right. I'm just you know giving that idea, and now you know. What I'm just really giving a maramokum that if I'm right that there's a halacha which has a din that it works. Nevertheless, there might be a din lechatchila to do the kuloi and not rely on the mikzas. I think there is a discussion over there, really based on this, that is there a difference between Rubai and Kula? You know, if and this is really something in the Gea Halacha, the Mipasra, this is Halacha, you know, is it possible that Psulim could be Chal after you do the Rubai? Right, you know, is it over? Right. So you know that halacha would definitely seem to say that there is a concept of a kulay, right, and that's what this would be based on, right? You know, if there's a din lechatchila to make a kulay shechita, right? That's assuming that there is such a thing as a kulay shechita, and you know it's not always over by the roiv, right? Okay. Mara mokum ani mara loch. I'm Mitzvah Shem. Right.
Rabbi Bornstein said something very interesting. He said everyone agrees. He said, everyone agrees with the Yom Kippur begins the Naziris. You can recover the Naziris 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's day number 1 of the Naziris, and that's not a full day that first day. Everyone agrees. He said, the whole discussion is on missing Yom Kippur at the end of the Naziris.
So, to the other place that you're saying, that's the halacha also, let's say, by Nida Zayin Yomen. Right? You know, right? You also have that halacha. Right? Yeah. Right.
You
need
Shleimim, don't you?
Not first day.
Right?
Meaning the day she sees blood is going to count as the first day unless she saw it in the Shmashos or something like that.
Right. But unless she saw it, right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right, this is... Okay, right. Those who remember from Rosh Hashanah, I had to move this is a shtick of sugi type, but you know, mixes ayim kikuloi, has to do with this point of the, I think where it talks about,
I'm
going to get to other halachas.
I think somebody was saying by a zava, the seventh day, mixes yom is kikulo, and she really could be tov on the seventh day, but we wait to the end of the seventh day. So after the 7 days over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. That's an application that was mentioned.
I don't know. I heard somebody say that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's the type of mention that over here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. Yeah. So now let's just see. It's a little late over. I just wanted to see this last thing. And it's okay. Right. The Mefarish. Right. Because this is what Elam was asking. So we're standing right now. Right. Right, the question over here is that, you know, now that we have this these set of halachas over here, so we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that lechatchila of stam nazir should be done, the havos karbonis, and should be done on 31, and b'diyeved 30 on day 30 works. That's what it says, right? And we should have two ways of explaining why that's so, right? According to Bar Poda, Stam Nazir is Choftes. No, he doesn't hold Mixas Yom Kikula, so that's why you're bringing on day number 30, and that's only B'dieved because there's a Gzeira over here to bring on 31. According to Rav Masnem, that Stam Nazir is Lamed. And that's the b'diavad over there because mikzas ayem kikulay, and there's a din lechatchila. Right, we'll call it, you know, to be noig the kulay, right? And this is just what Michael was being ma'ir that see when you learn our Mishnah. Right, so you could have learned that the difference, you know, there is a difference in Stam Nazir Lamed Yoim. What does that mean? A full Lamed, right, or partial Lamed? Right? At that point, before you know the idea of Mixas Yom Kikulay, so you would have said, well, according to, you know, to Bar Poda, it's really Chav Tes, right? Just because of the Karbanis. So fine, you know, as soon as you bring the Karbanis, it's over, right? So the day number 30 that the Tan was talking about was really the day of Avaros Karbanis, which ends, you know, as soon as you do that. But according to Ramasna, you know, that day 30 is part of the Ikanazir, so you gotta make it through. But now that we're finding out that there's a Dina Mixas Hayem Kikula, even according to Ramasna, so even according to him, you know, you don't have to do Ikra Hadin more than that. So Lamayin Afkamina. So let's see. This is what the Mefarish talks about. Let's see this over here. This is in Divrei Maaschil Naase. Actually, I'm sorry. Maybe it's the next one. The next Divrei Maaschil. Because Sova makes a Sayoim. See that over here? Because Sova makes a Sayoim.
Goes from skinny right. Lines to the wide lines.
How many?
It starts in the skinny lines and goes into the wide lines.
Right. Okay. That one over there. So. You know, a few lines down, Dim Toimer. You see what that is? Dim Toimer. Hoyel bar podan amitzorch lahamtin. Ad yom shloishim ve'echod. Ma'iko ben rav masl bar podan. That's the question over here. And then it is as follows. Iko dil bar podan im nitma b'yoyim shloishim achar melois kribinim bey. According to Bar Poda, since Stam Nazir is only 29 days, so were he to be come Tomei then, that is Acham Elois, right? This is a concept over here, which is, that's Loshna of the Pasuk, Acham Elois, Loi, you know, the main Nazirus. So he really, according to Bar Poda,
you're talking about being Tomei on the 30th day before you go to Karbanos.
Right. Mm-hmm. So according to Bar Poda, if he's Nitma then, even though at that point, like we're saying, that him being the Karbanos, so the Surim still apply, right? And he definitely is in his over in Isser. However, that's after Melois, right? That
means
that
it's Rabbanon.
Why is Rabbanon?
You said Bar Poda.
I'm saying the Surim. he's also, right?
Right.
So there's Isurim Daraisa over here, and when he's Nitmo, right, it's Taka, he's the Isurim Daraisa.
Daraisa till you bring the
Kabbalah. Right. So it's an Isurim Daraisa, and what the Mefarsh is saying is that even though he's over an Isurim Daraisa of Tomo, Veshuv Ein Isoise Es Nizra. It's not Soise anymore. Once you made it till the Malois, if you're just being the reason why you're Osir is only because you haven't yet been matir, but it's Roy Lahatir, right? So that's why it's already Achem Elois, then the Din of Stira doesn't apply anymore.
Okay. And you don't have to be the Kabbalah for Tumah either.
Right. You would have to wait 7 days. If you became Tumah, you have to wait 7 days to bring the Kabbalah. So for those 7 days, you still, it's the same status where the Raisa, he has to keep the halakhas, but it's not Soisa again.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So I just want to ask him, that would be if he became Tomei. If he was Megaleach, then he would have to wait 30 days to do his Beruach, because in Beruach Pachal Sheshmiyon. So how would he be Mitzuvah in Issa Yayin, Issa Tomei, Issa Beruach for those 30 days?
Why can't you say the Giluach he's doing on the 30th day is the Giluach for his ending the Nazirus?
So the Giluach has to be after the Kabbalah. Is that Ma'akov? That it's be after the Kabbalah? So the Vidcho sets it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so I'll have to
answer the question.
Yeah.
I was wondering why that can't count as his Giluach.
Right. Yeah. No, it could be Pashit, like you're saying. The it says the Korban's not to the Giluach.
Korban has to be first?
Okay.
So this will be Mavar. Unfortunately, we don't have the full ideas over here yet. Akopon Lur Hamas. Let us finish this. Hamas. The Omar in Ein Ikar Naziris Pochos Mishloishim Yoyim is Toich Malois Karinon Bay. Vitzorah Nimlois Pam Shnia. Now let's see. Okay. Right. So this is what we have to work out over here. So, what I would try to say based on something that I mentioned before, right? I mean, l'chori, your ha'ora is right that once you have the mixas ayim, so now you have the malois. That's what I would have thought, and therefore I would have tried to cheshbin that we mentioned before that at what point of the day do you have mixed asayim? Right after Tesek Echovim, you have mixed asayim, or mixed asayim requires daylight day.
I always imagine daylight day, but I don't know.
Because
it's a mixed asayim.
So I think that you're right. Primarily, that is what it means. You know, in that Maramokam that by Zova, right? That is. The Iker, the Halacha. So if that would be right, then that we could use that case, right? That if he was Nitma Balaylo, right? So you don't have Mixas Hayim yet, right? So that's why it's definitely not La'achar Malois, even if your whole Mixas Hayim Kekuloi. But according to Bar Poda, that since the 29 days are over, so as soon as you know, as soon as the night of the 30th is here, you're ready after Malois.
Even right, though so all the Yisurim still go on until you bring the Kabbalahs, but the Malois is not.
Right.
The Mefarsh doesn't say it that way.
What?
He doesn't speak it out that way.
He doesn't address the Mixas Hayom.
I mean, you can't say that Mixas Hayom is until you end it. In other words, you can end it right away, but if you don't, then it's, it's part of the day. And especially if you see that there's like a lachatchila to go to the next day, it's mashma that until you do it, you're still a nazar, right? It's still counting as nazar points.
Okay, I mean, that is a logical point that you're saying. It would seem that second. Is that really right? If mitzvah sayon is something which is chal by itself, then it's finished. This din of the chatchila to share the whole thing. Okay. I hear you're raising a point really in the lomdis, exactly. You know, when you decide to go with the whole thing, right? So was the mitzvah sayon chal? You know, is there any difference between now and, you know, and before the mitzvah sayon? You know, do you have to do some? He's suggesting that to use the mitzvah sayon, you have to actually bring the karbonus. If not, then you don't have the mixas hayayim, and that's the concept of being noig the nazir, is the full thing. If the mixas hayayim like happens by itself, so you know what's the key of the full nazirus, right? It might have to be like a second din, like a different halacha, because mixas hayayim uschal, it would be more like a kiyum calls man at the surim here, right? Rather than, you know, the ikra halacha before the mixas hayayim. Okay, but that's a good point. It's a little deeper shaila than just that. Okay, I have to think about that. I remember Bochkoy. It's a good point. Okay, we just want to land over here. So let's just see if we could speak at this. Inami, Hainu Dika Beinayu, Shimoma Hareni Nozer, Choftes, Yomim, Megalech, and Chatkilo, the Yom Shloshim, Abliba de Barpodo, Rab Masna, Hulchomashin Kolamit. Now, Zokt Mefarish like this, right? That the Nafkamin will be, if a person is Makabel Nazirus specifically for Choftes Yomim, is Megalech Hatchil Yom Shloshim Lib Rabapoda. Rabapoda's din, right, of Lamed Aleph is only when he's Makabel in an Oifen of Stam. Right, that's where you have the Gzera. But the Gzera is not. So that's what the Mefarash is saying, that the whole question was that according to everyone it's the same thing, the Chathchila, you know, Lamed Aleph and the Diavid Lamed. So on that Mara says, well, according to Barpada, the Din Chathchila is only in this scenario, right, where it was a Stam Nazirus. But if he was Mekabel specifically a Choftes, so in that case there is no Din Chathchila on Lamed Aleph, and then Chathchila Liyam Shloishim, leave the Barpada. Now, Ularav Masno.
There's no such thing as Nazir's Choftes.
According to Rapada, there is.
Right, now, if you want to know, what's the name of a Masno? What would you say, according to Rav Masno, if someone was Makabel Choftes?
Well, that's what he's about to say. Right? That's what he's about to say.
So this is what Ulyo is wondering, because the Mefarish says, Hoylechu Mashnim Kol Lamid. Right, she'ain shum nazirus pochs lamayim ben megalech adlamis. So the mafarish is saying what we were discussing before, that if someone is makabel a nazirus which is less than the minimum, so then the full stam nazirus is chal. Right, so that's what he's saying.
If he's makabel nazirus for one day, then he becomes a nazir for 30 days.
Unless there's some difference between 29 and 1, but that's
what I'm asking.
This is what we are assuming over here, and this would seem to be that relation, right, between these two things that we were saying.
Beginning of the
share. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Okay. Come over. Okay.
Can I share in anybody's
name? Sure.
At some circle yesterday.
Oh yeah.
A bar in the
kennel.
I cannot do justice. I cannot tell you what PSP says. There's two makoros in the Ramban. Why? 40 malchus. One is connected 40 days of Matan Torah, the one is connected 40 days of Yetzirah of Lad. So he says, why do we go with 39? He says, because which one is more chashuv, Yetzirah of Lad or Matan Torah? It says that he says come to Rabbi Menachem. He's going to come and it says that, that by Yitzhiyos of Lad, it's not a full 40 days because the first day wasn't a full day. In Matan Torah, you see the Moshe Shmoshe the Redes that they counted 40 full days, not the day that Moshe went in. They started counting the next day, so it should be 40 full days. So the fact that we passed the Lach LaMaisa that Makkos is only 39, not 40, is because the Yitzhiyos of Lad is more, the Nesham of a person is even a Hecher Adag.
Yeah.
But it ties into what we're talking about now, that we say, we always say on the first day, right? By Zav or by Nazir, the first day, we count only half the day. We see the Sefer that by Matan Torah, they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Okay.